Hello and welcome to this presentation on the business value of IT. My name is Truth. In this presentation, I will walk you through some of the discussions on the topic. And at the end of the presentation, we should be able to understand what the business value of IT is, how we can help organizations to derive the business value of IT, measure and communicate the business value of IT. From the perspective of IT service management students, we will also try to understand what are our roles within organizations that we provide services to, what are our roles in helping them attain the business value of IT. The business value of IT has several definitions in the literature, but one of the highly cited definitions is the one by Melville et al. 2004. They define the business value of IT as the organizational performance impact of information technology at both the intermediate process level and the organization-wide level, and comprising both efficiency impact and competitive impacts. Now, this definition highlights the fact that the business value of IT can be attained at different levels. At the process level, like what we are doing now, at the teaching and learning level, we can use IT to gain efficiency. For instance, we develop course materials, and then we propagate the course materials to several students, even beyond the classroom. So in doing so, we gain efficiency, or we can say we gain productivity gains. Then at the university level, we can also use IT to gain some competitive advantage or competitive impact, or to enhance the outlook of the university. For instance, we can use IT to enhance the number of students that complete from the master's or the undergraduate courses, the number of research or the quality of research that is done in the university. And this indicators will improve the outlook of the university in terms of the university's international rankings. So I used that example just also to highlight the fact that when we talk about the business value of IT, we do not only refer to the private sector, but we can also apply the business value of IT, the business value of IT in public sector organizations as well. There are several terminologies that are used in relation to the business value of IT. Some of those terminologies are IT business value, IT value, value of IT, IT impacts. There are several of them. So you will come across several of them in your readings. Now, let's take a closer look at the business value of IT. In the definition, we saw that the business value of IT can actually be at the process level or the organization-wide level. And also, the business value of IT can be expressed in terms of financial or in terms numerical terms that can be represented on the organization's financial statements, or it can just be descriptive or qualitative. For instance, at the organization level, the financial benefits of IT include market share, stock prices, earning per share, etc. Some of the non-financial or intangible or qualitative impact of IT include customer satisfaction, for example, like student satisfaction. And we have industry ranking or the university's ranking. We have brand loyalty, and those descriptive impacts are also impacts or benefits that we derive from IT. At the process level, we can have profitability, efficiency, we can have productivity, reduction in the cost of production. Those are some of the financial gains that we can have from IT at the process level. And some of the non-financial benefits that we can have at the process level includes the quality of service and products, the employee retention, for example, the students' retention, on courses, information access or communication, and process reliability. Now, somewhere in the 80s, well, nations and organizations invested heavily in IT. However, the practitioners and researchers were not able to see the value that IT brings to the economy at the firm level and at the national level. And so they used the word IT productivity paradox to describe that. Well, at a closer look, researchers realized that there are certain factors that could actually be leading to such false observations. One is that, well, researchers, or mostly researchers, were not able to measure correctly their outputs and inputs. We're not able to design their research to take care of the lags due to learning and adjustments. And also, practitioners at the firm level or the national levels were susceptible to certain practices that redistribute or dissipate the profits from IT. And also, practitioners and policymakers were actually mismanaging information technology. We will look at these factors in detail. Well, some topic that started somewhere in the 80s, some discussion that started somewhere in the 80s, how relevant is that to us today? Well, I do agree with Robbie 2013 that, well, it's still important. The IT impact, they write, the IT impact was identified early as one of the core topics in IS research, and it remains relevant today. Well, we will see why it's relevant today. So let me take you through some of the historical accounts or some of the happenings, some of the things that happened in the area of IT, business value of IT research. In the mid-80s, and they actually came up with this productivity paradox, that is when their practitioners were looking for values that IT was bringing to firms and nations, and they couldn't find those values. And then scholars made the suggestion, the false suggestion that, well, it could be that researchers are not using the best methods or research tools, or it could also be that policymakers and managers were not managing the IT or appropriating the benefits from the IT. Then researchers as well began to shift their tools and concentrate on the kind of outputs, the values that they could derive from IT. And they realized that when you define the output and the input correctly, you could be able to measure or identify the business value of IT and measure the business value of IT. Then somewhere in the late 90s, researchers then concluded that, look, the IT productivity paradox was over. And so we're stepping beyond the paradox. And one of the other things that they highlighted was that, well, at first, researchers were concentrating more on quantitative measures of value and were not paying much attention to the qualitative measures of value, like quality and the number of products and services that were produced using IT, or timeliness to market and stuff like that. So they highlighted also those values to indicate that, look, IT actually results in value. Then in the information systems literature as well, there were some reviews that collated some knowledge from past research and to also inform us on some of the new areas of research. and also give us account on all the historical things that has happened, and also shed light on some of the practices that good research practices that could enable us to be able to identify, measure, and communicate the business value of IT. Well, a lot of researchers also joined the discussion, and then they sort of extended our new the they sort of tried to renew our thinking. For instance, Colley and Grover, 2008, they proposed that instead of looking at what IT can do, sorry, or focusing mostly on the IT as it was in the past, now that going forward, we should focus on the capabilities that organizations need or nations need. And then we can see how we can apply information technology to create those capabilities. So instead of being focused on IT, we should rather focus on capabilities and see how we can then use IT to achieve those capabilities. And of course, there are also several meta-analyses that also improved, brought to our knowledge some of the research practices that were actually being able to measure the business value of IT, and also suggested some good practices that we can adopt. And those meta-analyses, one of the underlying factors or one of the findings that cuts across them mostly is that indeed the IT leads to business value. In recent times, we also have research going on in the area of the business value of IT. Now, since technology is ever evolving and there are new technologies coming up every time, of course, the research on the business value of IT will also keep evolving. Now, there are research, for instance, this paper looks at the business value of big data analytics, for instance. And so there are other papers that look at other emerging technologies like Internet of Things, cyber-physical systems, and several others. So whilst the new technologies keep evolving, we also need to be able to see whether our old tools can be able to identify and measure the business values that these new technologies bring to the table, or we need to invent new tools. Well, some of the research within the area of the business value of IT also look at the very methods that we use in managing IT at the organizational level. For instance, this course that we're having is on IT service management. Well, there are this paper that looks this paper looks at the practices that we have, the models that we use in IT service management, and to see whether those models actually bring some business values, whether they contribute value to the organizations in which we use those models. And I believe some of the findings from this studies are to guide us in terms of IT service management people to know what kind of models that we can use for which kind of technologies, or in which situations that these models could be more, one model could be more suitable over the other. And historically, the research area on the business value of IT has been dominated by quantitative research. But recently, and quite back, I think, there has been movement to also use qualitative research to be able to identify some of the values of IT, and mostly the qualitative values that IT brings to firms and nations. And this is one of the efforts to bring a case study method from sociology for us to use in identifying and communicating the business value of IT. Okay, so you can see that, of course, there are old research on the business value of IT, and still there are new research on the business value of IT. So this is just a quick overview of the research. And so in the next, we will do some storytelling to consider certain scenarios and examples, or just play with some scenarios that we'll bring to life how organizations can derive benefit from IT, and how deriving benefits from IT could be a very difficult thing at the organizational level. So in the next presentation, we will do some storytelling. Thank you for sticking around, and see you in the next presentation.